Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
That's our focus. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Thanks to Kara Schillen, who's isolated in the studio in Washington. Anybody who's having to actually go to work is isolated to a certain extent, and that's one of the most important stories, I think, of the day, the week, the month, probably the year. How to practice personal distancing. I'm not calling it social distancing because I think that's a misnomer. It's personal distancing. That is how you approximate your relationship, physical relationship with somebody. 6 feet is the recommendation. A lot of people have gone to parks, not to playgrounds. Don't go to playgrounds. Parks have more open space. They're easier to maintain that distance. The nature walks. I was looking yesterday when I was driving from my house up to the farm. There's a state park that separates my house from the farm. And about 880 acres in there. And more cars in that parking lot than I've ever seen. Ever. People out and walking and riding bikes and that sort of stuff. So there are a lot of folks who are outside. One of the things that the public drinking fountains, or whether you're in the airport, wherever you are, don't use them. Just don't use them. It's just
Does
silly.
Anybody ever use those?
I do. I use them all the time.
Ew,
when I'm
really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So anyway, you're not having play dates, hopefully, with your children. That's kind of that sort of thing. And if you have symptoms, anything at all, if you're familiar, hopefully you're familiar with the symptoms, and you're not, you got any of them, you're staying completely away from other people. That's the nice, pleasant thing to do. I was also talking to one of my colleagues here in the radio world, by the way. I was so posted yesterday. I spent most of the time getting caught up on my email, social media, and that sort of thing yesterday. You notice I post a lot of things at facebook.com/Doug Stefan. And one of them was an old interview that Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, and I did when we had a convention in Washington of the old National Talk Hosts Association. I don't know, Jennifer, you were not around when that was in vogue, and I don't think your father ever belonged, but there were about 300 or 400 talk radio people around the country that joined. And at one point I was vice president and Gene Burns was president, and but not important to the story. But we were on C-SPAN one day in 1992. And somehow or other, Michael Harrison found a copy of that interview, and he sent it to me. And then I posted it. I think he's probably going to post it as well on my site. You got a kick out of it, Victoria. Victoria sent me. Your husband had more to say than you did about what it looked like.
Well, it was just interesting to see you with dark hair.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I remember that, Dougie.
Yes, Jennifer remembers that.
I didn't really recognize you at first. I had to
scrub.
Well, I didn't watch all of it, but I was scrolling through to see where you were, and then I went right by you, and I was like, all right, where is Doug in this? And then I
went
back, and then I realized, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Now, was that when you were helping your hair along, or?
Yeah, actually, that would have been a period of time. I started going gray when I was in my 30s. So in 1992, when I did that, I would have been in my, 40s, late 30s. Yeah, it was 45 when I recorded that. It was really, I think I looked the same, sounded the same. It was a pretty interesting conversation, actually, and it brought me around to thinking how smart Brian Lamb was, who was the founder of C-SPAN. What a wonderful man. I don't even know where he is now. I'm sure he's retired, but I want to look it up. But he did such a fabulous service creating C-SPAN, and all of the good that it's done for objective journalism, objective conversation, no axe grinding. I have just decided during the top of the news, top of the hour, I subscribe to 14 or 15 different sources for news. I'm going to cancel my Huffington Post subscription.
Yeah, it's awful.
I am so sick of reading every day. It's something else about Trump and the way that they've handled it, the anger.
Well, and they're not
and the
even
suspicion.
All that conscious of their own.
I'm sick of it.
They definitely have a horse in the race when it comes to the election, and they're kind. Yeah. You can just tell.
Yeah. Well, it's not
I mean,
only
for
that.
For a long
it's
time,
just,
it was just pro Elizabeth Warren stuff. All.
You know, you may not like Trump, and he may not be your guy, and it may not be that he wins, and all of that stuff. But to continue to hammer in the hateful way that they do every day to feed that audience, I think it's time we just dispel all that stuff. The hateful stuff on the radio that comes from the right-wingers, the hateful stuff on television that comes from the left-wingers, and in print, I'm done. I'm done with it. Done, done, done. One of the things that one of my colleagues and I were talking about was how radio listening is changing during all of this. The fact that most of the radio listening had been done in cars, and now it's being done because people don't have radios at home anymore. So to fix that sort of, or to understand, you got Alexa, you got Google, and you certainly have the ability. I've heard from a number of people who listen to this program in various ways. You can find, you know, we always talk about the podcasts and how you can find the program. You can find it on iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and Google Play and Apple and iHeart and TuneIn. And so that's one way of doing it. But you can also, if you have an Alexa, hey, Alexa, I want to listen to Doug Steffen. Alexa will find me someplace on a radio station, and that's what you listen to. So all of us are there. And I'm trying to figure out how to maneuver with limited, you know, the people that would normally pay attention to the website are not paying attention. It's just one of those things. You know, you got to figure out how do we use the assets that we have to help people out. And I think that's what we're doing. Jennifer, what's the approach you've taken on your local radio program in Los Angeles? Because it is different. Yours is a decidedly political show on KRLA because that's the nature of that station.
Yeah, but one thing that I will say about what we do on the air, and I'm glad that both Brian, my co-host, and I actually have the same same idea when it comes to covering stuff like this, is that really, truly now is not the time for the politics or the bickering. Right now, there are so many people, especially in L.A. County and Orange County and the Inland Empire, where this is really a fear, and it's changed people's way of life. So what we've been trying to do is just cover the information. Last week, I thought, was a huge breaking news week where every day there was a new restriction or a new press conference from one of our elected local officials trying to tell us how our way of life was going to be changed. So we focused mostly on that. But the way that I've kind of softened it a little bit is that we're also bringing in guests. We don't typically do a lot of guests on our program, but we brought in my doctor last week. We've got someone coming in today who's talking about the anxiety and panic of people who are seeing all this, who are consuming way too much of the news and trying to figure out how to cope with being alone or being home or being in a new sense of normal. I mean, this is routine breaking. And you talked about radio. I think radio is actually one of the most comforting mediums, and I expect the talk format that this is actually going to be great for our industry. There's always these little silver linings from tragedy, right? And one of them, I think, for our business is that people want to keep as much of their normal routine as possible. So even though they might not be in their cars, now they're going to search for the shows that keep them company, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, and they're going to be using their home devices to access those shows. So I think that for me, as much as I would probably like to be staying home and out of my studio and away from running around, and I think that's probably the safest thing would be for me to be home, it's kind of an honor to go in and, you know, try to get as much information out to people, and I think they appreciate that.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an idea. There's something that'll take your mind off of what's going on. A couple of ideas from a couple of radio stations I'm going to pass along. Well, that was one of them, I think, over the weekend, that's for sure. He was, what, the master of ceremonies? Of the WrestleMania, which is something that I don't pay much attention to.
Did that go on just without an audience?
Yeah.
I think that's what they did, yeah.
Yeah, nobody in the house, which kind of is
boring.
Like, what's the point at this point?
Well, Dr. for the wrestlers, too. You know, they want the they want the reaction.
They feed off of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, but Corona. What happens if one of the wrestlers has been exposed to coronavirus? I can't even imagine that they did it. I thought it was fairly irresponsible. It was fun, I suppose, in a manner of speaking for some. But let's say somebody had been exposed to it. Everybody knows somebody. This is like the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon. And he's been talking about that, actually, on his Facebook page, about now the separation is better than being close. It is. And so without wrestling thing, I couldn't imagine why there was that at all, frankly. And in terms of our program and how we can help you out, Dr. Jack Stockwell is one of the important medical contributors. We do a program with him every week and on the weekend as well. Good Day Health podcasts are special episodic ways of us bringing you things that are important to consider. So you can listen to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or on any of the aforementioned feeds. I talked about iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, iTunes, all those places. You can get it also right at the website, gooddayhealthshow.com. And the most recent one, Jack talks about your nasal passages, how to care for them, because...
That's a real tune-in.
Well, but... I just, well, but...
I didn't even know he knew my nasal passages. Okay, sorry.
Under the circumstances, it's good to know how all that stuff works. How's that? Is that a good idea? How to care for them so that you don't get a problem. All right, catch it at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pet Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Thank you. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Shivers up and down my spine. Everybody's telling me that I'm just a fool.
Girl,
just to watch you move is driving me crazy.
He holds you tight.
Ooh, the feeling's right.
He holds your name.
I've forgotten about this group. The 90s R&B girl group En Vogue. Sharing a rare Japanese-only B-side called Mover. They'll appear on the upcoming 30th anniversary edition of their debut album, Born to Sane, which is out next week via Rhino Records. Mover is one of the nine rarities that will appear on the 30th anniversary edition of Born to Sing. That's what this is. Let's listen a little more. You probably don't remember these ladies at all. Do any of you remember?
Yeah. Sure, you guys were huge in the 90s. Yeah. Destiny's Child would not exist without En Vogue. They were the resurgence. They were called like the new Supremes. They were massive.
I loved them. Yeah.
Other selections on this album include an extended version of Hold On, the radio edit of Don't Go, and multiple remixes of tracks like Lies and You Don't Have to Worry. Coinciding with the Born to Sing 30th anniversary announcement, En Vogue will appear as themselves in a new episode of Empire, which is airing tomorrow night. The episode also marks the directorial debut of Taraji P. Henson. En Vogue released their most recent album, Electric Cafe, a couple of years ago. At that time, it marked the group's first LP in 14 years, following Soulflower from 2004. So, you like En Vogue?
They still sound good. Have you seen them in concert, Jen, on like the 90s?
They're amazing. Yes.
Wow. That's good.
They sound great. Their voices are still good, but they're not that old, actually.
No. Nobody's that old.
They're in their 50s, right?
That's not bad. 28, Pat. Wait a minute. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program, The Pretenders. Up next, musically, they've unveiled a new ballad called The Buzz that will appear on their upcoming album, Hate for Sale. Ooh, that's a horrible name for it. Why have they called it that? The Pretenders. Remember Chrissy Hynde? A lot of great music came out of them. There's an 80s group for you, right? Wouldn't you say she was an important contributor?
Oh, yeah.
The Pretenders were in the early 80s they got started. Chrissy said of this song, I think we all know that love affairs can take on the characteristics of drug addiction. Yes, they certainly can. The buzz is about that. Not mine, of course. I'm never obsessive. She was married to Dave Stewart, right, for quite a long time. And that
was?
Wasn't she? Who was married? Yeah, I think she was. Who was it then?
The
if it wasn't Chrissy Hynde, then who would...
Oh, you're thinking of Annie Lennox.
Annie Lennox, sorry. Yes, thank you. Right. Yep. Hate for Sale marks the Pretenders' 11th studio album, follows the album that came out 4 years ago called Alone. Chrissy Hynde co-wrote all the songs on the record with James Walborn, the guitarist. Hate for Sale is also the first Pretenders album to feature the band's longtime touring lineup of Chrissy Hynde, Walborn, bassist Nick Wilkinson, and founding drummer Martin Chambers. The Pretenders scheduled to embark on a large North American tour during the summer. Starts May 15th. Let's see how that works out in
Washington
State.
Yeah, they're going
out on the road
with Journey. That's going to be, I think it's most of it, I think the show's already sold out, the ones that were for sale. Because that's a big lineup to have the Pretenders and Journey together.
Yeah. Well, will they be able to do it? Let's see how long it takes for us to cook this stuff out of our system. The Pretenders are playing in Dana Point, California at the festival there on September 27th. That should be an okay venue and an okay time. So that's the latest. This is one of their most fabulous songs. Great pop song, I'll Stand By You. The Pretenders here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Got a mistake. Sorry. Got something. When can I tell? Gonna make you know that.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A country wasn't built to be shut down. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down.
President Trump at the podium at the daily White House coronavirus briefing, addressing business owners, small and large, who are suffering.
If you had a viable business in January, we are committed to ensuring the same is true in the coming weeks. In fact, we want to make it even better than it was before, and we're doing things to help in that regard. America will again and soon be open for business, very soon, a lot sooner than 3 or 4 months that somebody was suggesting. testing. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
And in terms of a timetable, the president telling Americans,
at the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
At the hour here on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara, you, and focus on how to have fun. The infodemic is amazingly unproductive, but yet a lot of people are paying attention to anything they hear. Because of that, I've invited Dana Chang to join us. She was with us when this whole thing started. She is a reporter with the Epoch Times in Washington. Is a native of Wuhan, where the virus started, but is a reporter, has been in this country for 3 years, brought us the first information. I believe, Dana, when you were here, you maintained that whatever numbers we were getting out of China, multiply them by 40. Do you stand with that still in terms of the number of people who have the coronavirus and who have died from it in China?
Well, that number might be too low, but it varies day by day. I will just give one example. 3 days ago, the Chinese government's report of test positive was zero increase, meaning there was no new test positive on that day. But we got hold of building management notice in the community, because in Wuhan, building management put a notice at the gate, which department has a newly tested positive, to alert people in the building. In 6 communities, there are 30 people just on that day tested positive. In Wuhan alone, there are 10,000 such communities. So minimum number for that day will be 5,000. But you know, people have gained experience, and hospital cannot help much, so hospital do not admit a lot of people, and they don't give out a lot of tests, because it really depends on each individual to endure and recover on their own. So the number right now, the number is like a zero increase every day. It's more a political decision, because the government wants to encourage people to go back to work. The economy is taking a lot of pressure. But the peak time and probably has passed. But well, zero number, that's not true. Yeah.
All right. But there are a lot of people who say the peak time has passed there, and they expect the peak to take place in Italy perhaps this week or next, and then it follows in America and so forth and so on. But the Chinese, in terms of drug manufacturing, most of the things, for example, one of the drugs that is supposed to help, if you look at the testing done in Europe, the Z-Pak along with malaria drugs, well, it turns out the Z-Pak is made in China. And I'm wondering how we are, I don't know that you need to report on it, but you could speculate if you want, or tell us about the number of drugs that are manufactured in China, or maybe even in Wuhan, and what is happening to the production there. There are a lot of people in America speculating that this stuff is all going to be pulled out of China, but in the meantime, we have to depend on them. Yeah, and are they even making, are these plants closed down, or are they operating?
The government require people to go back to work. However, many people are afraid to go back to work. So the companies operate and run the electricity bill so that they can satisfy the city government and central government, but not many people go back. So it varies city by city and area by area. The last time I heard is less than half have gone back.
And
although
some places, the word was that the coronavirus, which kept a lot of people going to work, that the Chinese government was forcing the Muslims that they have in their work camps to go into these hospitals, go into these factories. Is that true? Do you know?
I don't know details of that area. Yeah, it's greatly blocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So then what do you, as we move forward here, the information that's coming out of China, the Chinese blaming the Americans for this, the Americans laughing at that suggestion that it started here, it still is a question as to whether it was foodborne, that is people eating bats, or one of the theories that has floated around that seems to have some credibility is the Chinese produced this as a weapon, war weapon. They were selling it to the Iranians. It was being transported on a commercial air carrier that went, the fellow bringing the virus flew from China to Milan to change planes to go to Tehran. That's, and they didn't contain it, so it got out in Italy. That's why it's so bad in Italy, and that's when they got it to Tehran. It was also out of control, and that's why they have so many deaths and victims there. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Okay, there are several questions here you raised. One is the origin. Right now, no one can prove or disprove anything. However, as a person grew up in Wuhan, I've never seen anyone eating bat. And my Wuhan friends, they have never seen anyone eating bad. It's not a part of a diet, like a regular diet. Instead, people in the Southeast Asia, they deal with bad a lot. They didn't have a problem. So that bad thing, I'm not sure why suddenly we have a big story about eating bad in Wuhan. You know, I've never heard it. So what's the other, like, possibility? Anything, you know, no one really look at the first patient. Chinese medical doctor wrote a paper on magazine. The first patient had no exposure to that wet market, but no other information about this first patient was disclosed to the public. We know nothing, and that's a very important question. Regarding the Iran and the Italy, okay, until today, Iran has not stopped flight between China and Iran. So they depend on China for everything, and it's you know, that's plain clear. Okay, regarding Italy, the town that had virus outbreak, there were a lot of Chinese working in the texture, like clothing and fashion industry.
Yes.
They travel back and forth between Italy and Wuhan. Mm-hmm. Italy blocked the flight early, but by that time, there were already a lot of people traveling back and forth. I give an example. That fashion town that had the outbreak, there are 200,000 people from one city in China, that's called Wenzhou. Wenzhou is the second most seriously infected city next to Wuhan. Mm. There are 200,000 people from that city in Italy in that one town. So they are working in the fashion industry. But people don't talk about it because people want to like maintain the brand made in Italy. But there are many Wenzhou people. I'm not blaming anyone, but the traveling and the tie, it got to such an extent that Italy get Chinese police to Italy to maintain order there.
Mm. So do you think, or do you know, more importantly, as to the Chinese people, is there a revolution brewing? Does a wholesale change of life come about in China as a result of this? Is this enough to disrupt the government of China with this event?
People don't trust government. People don't trust Communist Party. Revolution is not easy, but more and more people don't trust them. There are still people like follow the propaganda, especially anti-America propaganda.
Yeah. And yet America is responsible for the build-up, for their commercial success. All the things that we buy are the reason that they have, you know, that's where it started, and they realize that, I'm guessing. Now, the last question has to do with us borrowing money from the Chinese, because in order for us to pay for all of the things the government is going to do, we're going to have to borrow the money. And for the most part, we seem to be borrowing it from the Chinese. Do you think that, does that seem to be continuing? Is that where we're getting the money? What do you know about the Chinese and their willingness to loan us more money?
Chinese don't have money nowadays. They would, you know, loan debt a lot in the past.
Yeah.
It's through the export to America.
I see. That's what I thought. When people started saying, we're going to be borrowing it back from China, I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. They don't have deep roots. We have deep roots in our economy. They don't. They have a lot of cash, or they did, but they don't have deep roots in the economy. So it'll be interesting to see where that money comes from. Well, thank you. Dana, for bringing us up to date on what's going on. Ladies, quick question. Anybody got a quick question for Dana? Victoria?
Well, Dana, thank you for, I feel a little vindicated because weeks ago when we first started talking about why Italy was involved in this, and I covered Fashion Week in New York for many years, and I said, well, I can tell you right now, this is totally related to the fashion industry. And a lot of people thought I was kind of strange for saying that, but thank you. I feel very vindicated today. I mean, everywhere you go, every Fashion Week all around the world is loaded with Chinese people, whether it's for knockoffs or they're actually working for the brands. And you're right about the stigma of made in Italy and made in Milan, and every and that whole charade basically is something that the Italians want to keep up. So you put a lot of puzzle pieces together for us. Thank you so much.
Dana Chang here from the Epoch Times, the American news service of Chinese expatriates. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within two bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs, you can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have, with the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. realbusinessbargains.com.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Would
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time, get your blood, well, I was going to say, get your blood in check. We can get lots of things in check here. Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, airing around the country every weekend, and listeners to that program listen to this program. One of those folks is Chris, who has a new washing machine that's connected to a 1.5-inch drain pipe on his second floor. It's pretty much like me. That's what I have at my house. When the washer starts pumping the water out, the 1.5-inch drain can't keep up with it. So he takes a bath in his
laundry room.
What does he do?
Well, I mean, the good news is that plumbers are still considered essential services, Doug. He's going to have to probably call one.
Yes. Plumbers. Smell good plumber.
What's happening here is the drain is obviously blocked. It's a new washer, so I'm going to guess that maybe you didn't have the washer in that spot before, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the old washer that you thought was broken was just doing fine, but the pipe was clogged. These pipes can get clogged very easily. I've had washing machines drains clogging because an errant sock got stuffed down it. So it's not flowing properly. And especially if this is brand new, I would simply have that line snaked out.
Snake out
it's,
it, yeah.
It's obstructed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
Most people don't have snakes at their home, at least the kind that are made out of metal, so you got to hire a plumber to come
yes.
and do it.
Don't go to the pet store and buy one. If you can,
no.
You can go to a pet store.
All right, in the latest episode of your podcast, number 1978, if you can remember that, you have a fix for soggy yards. One of the things that has become apparent to me as I drove across the country last week with all, I either was a little ahead of the rain or a little behind the rain, but when I stopped in St. Louis, when I took Daisy out for a walk the next morning after all the rain, I couldn't find a hill or any space that had been drained properly. And I was thinking, a lot of new construction, they're not draining yards. So how do you do that with especially newer homes?
Yeah, well, that's true, Doug. And the thing is that the grading standards for the foundation perimeters of homes really just requires a slight grade away from the house, but it doesn't necessarily always address the yard itself. If the house is set up properly, though, the water will run around it and not just sit in the sort of lowest part of it. If that's where you find yourself, though, you need what's called a curtain drain, which is essentially a trench that's very shallow. It's about 12 inches wide and 12 inches deep. Now, the way we used to build these is we would put stone in the bottom of the trench, a few inches of that, then we put a perforated pipe, cover it all with stone, put a piece of filter cloth, and then we would put soil over it so it would become invisible. That's a lot of work. There is a product, though, called Easy Drain, which actually does make it easier. And it's sort of a curtain drain DIY solution because the pipe is surrounded by an aggregate that's made out of foam. It looks like sort of those packing peanuts, but it's not. And then it's surrounded by filter cloth, so it's kind of an all-in-one drain. And in this instance, all you have to do is dig the hole and lay this pre-assembled curtain drain in and then cover it with soil. The most important thing, though, is to make sure that you have some pitch on this so that when the water gets into it, it actually has some place to run. And I love to try, if it's at all possible, to make sure that the pipe exits to daylight, so to speak, so that you can always affirm that it's working.
Right.
If you do that, you can have a dry yard and not worry about that sogginess anymore. But you also
more
don't have to
of
stay
that
in the trench.
On the Money Pit podcast, that's, as I said, podcast number 1978. You can get it on iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and Google, all the places that we have our podcast. You can get iHeart, TuneIn, and all those places. You can find the Money Pit podcast. And then the newsletter focusing on cleaning hacks. Well, I don't know what a cleaning hack. People are hacking. What does that mean, cleaning hack?
Well, a hack is a sort of a trick, a tip, a shortcut that works.
Okay.
And we could all use lots of those today. And,
yeah,
you know, we also did a story about cleaners. And I thought it was interesting to really get into this, considering that we're all trying to keep our homes as germ-free as possible these days.
Yes.
You know that there's a difference between a cleaner, a disinfectant, and a sanitizer. So a cleaner just does that. A disinfectant just does that. But a sanitizer does both. So what you really want to purchase is a sanitizer that contains a hospital-grade disinfectant to make sure your surfaces are completely germ and bacteria and virus-free.
Okay. All right, so a quick post from Samantha. Has a 100-year-old house. Foundation walls are bowing in. This is the old, they didn't do a good job when they built the house, right?
Yeah, and your solution there, Samantha, is to hire an engineer, not a contractor, and have them specify a repair. This way, once you have the spec done, you can have the contractor come in and bid on that spec itself, not just suggest an additional repair to you, and you'll be
on
good to go.
Right. All right, Money Pit. Call your questions to 888-MONEY-PIT, and you can go to moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit here on the DJV program.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.